So we'll get started. Now, on the schedule, title of the year, as it says, Understanding Tefillah. So that's going to be our goal this year, our goal in this year, God willing. Today we're not going to have the normal order of how we're going to do it. God willing, it should be a Perush on Tefillah, literally. You know, grabbing Modani and grabbing this Parush and literally having a Perush on Tefillah. Maybe added some halacha to it as well, but mostly really understanding the Tefillah, the words, the letters, why here, why there, places, the machshava behind it, the kavana behind it, the kavana we should be having, the kavana we shouldn't be having, anything we could possibly say about Tefillah. Today we're not going to do a Perush on Tefillah yet, we're not going to start Tefillah yet, but today we're going to start with a little bit of an introduction as to a little bit what is Tefillah, what is Tefillah about. You know, I'm not going to give my own thoughts too much because there are a lot of people who come before me who are much more innovative than I and much greater at Tefillah than I and understand the Olam and the world better of Tefillah than I do. So we're going to pass around a few sheets here. Take a few. Okay. So, we're going to start here. Actually, on this side of the paper, the Maharal says Maharal, Sefer Netivot Olam, Perek Gimel, Netivot Avodah. And, everybody knows Maharal here?
He is my great-great-grandfather, like,
really? Ben LeBen, huh?
Yep.
Serious yichas going on.
Yep.
So you obviously know this already. Alright, a little bit of chazara.
Yeah, sure.
A little bit of chazara.
Yeah, definitely.
So the Maharal, famously known for his golem of Prague, we all know the Maharal of Prague, was the Av, everything of Prague, is the Rav Roshi of Prague, Av Beis of Prague, Av everything of Prague. He wrote on every single topic you could think of, whether it be the deepest halachic concepts and palpel and all different types of things, whether it be the deepest Kabbalistic concept, which is what he's more generally known for. He has four Sfarim just on Chidushi Agados of the Gemara. Really, there's nothing he hasn't touched upon. And he kind of innovated the world of Kabbalah a little bit. And he really, I don't want to use the term dumbed it down, but made it graspable for the rest of us. Made it, taught it in such a way, wrote it in such a way that we can, people who aren't on the level of, you know, 40 years old and Zohar and this drush and that drush, can more understand these concepts that are a part of the Torah. This was before Chassidus, which was really one of the goals of Chassidus. So it's really, really a chiddush in its time. And these are unbelievable writings. The Sefer Netivat Olam speaks about many different topics. First it goes in Netivat Torah. Like I said, if you look on the shelf, you'll see tons of topics. We're going to be focusing this week a little bit on Netivat Avodah and Perek Gimel. So we'll start here. Hopefully we'll get through everything. Fine. Perek Gimel. We're on the top right over there. Ha'avodah. Ha'avodah. And this is separated by paragraphs over here. Ha'avodah al Hashem Yitbarach, asher yesh li Yisrael begalutam, shehu b'chol makom hu hatfila. So we all know that we need to be ovdei Hashem, right? We all need to be servants to God. Don't forget, we're also sons to God. He's also our Alvinu, not just our Malkenu. But ha'avodah al Hashem Yitbarach, asher li Yisrael begalutam. In this time, in this gullus that we're in right now. It's talking when he was in Prague. In this gullus that he's in right now, in this difficult exile that the Jews are in, what is their avoda? What is their specific work? Jehu b'chol makom hu hatfila. That's tefillah. Okay, this is not someone who's out all day, davening all day. This is someone who's in a base and someone who understands halacha and everything. And he says, our avoda in this time of exile is tefillah. End of paragraph. Next paragraph.
You wanted to
start it and close off the paragraph like that. Uperikam at the Tainus and the Gemara Tainus Daf Bezim at Aleph says Tanya La'avas Hashem Elokeichem Ulavdozu. So what is this? There's this pasuk La'avas Hashem Elokeichem Ulavdo, right? To love Hashem, your God, and to do His avoda, and to do His work. Zu Tfila. This is Tfila. This is the Gemara. This is not the Maharal. O Enu Ela Avoda. Maybe we want to talk about it. It's only talking about avoda. Maybe it's only talking about the mitzvos or literally working. Talmud lomar bechol levavchem, with all your heart, right? Bechol levavchem, bechol nafshchem, bechol moedechem. We all know that. We all know that from Shema. It says talmud lomar bechol levavchem, with all your heart. Neiza avoda shehi belev have omer zu tefila. And which avoda is specifically done with the heart? Or needs to be, and is specifically done with the heart, that is tefillah. Hare ha-tefillah hi avodah el Hashem yitbarach. The tefillah which is directly connected on a string, on a chuta zara, directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is tefillah.
Yeah, but during when the Torah was written, there was no tefillah.
Who says?
Usually we say it's Hamad.
There wasn't any official tefillah. There wasn't Shachris Menchamar, which Shmon Esra and Shema before in these halachas, you're correct. But do we find that the Avos talked to God and asked Him for things, and said thank you for things, and complained about things? This is tefillah. What is tefillah? We'll get into a little bit more of what, it's a perfect point you bring up. What is this definition of tefillah? Is tefillah just cutting through the ropes and the checklist of Shema Yisrael, and we're good as long as we got it before this man, right? And we said 18 brachos. We even said Elokai Nitzor to be nice. Three steps back. We didn't even talk. Is that good? Okay. Yotze. Or is tefillah really, as Rabbi Nachman would put it, hishtafchut hanefesh, a pouring out of the soul, which is a term used often with tefillah. A talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than just saying what's written, but really thinking what's written, what you want, asking for what you want, saying thank you for what you have. So b'chol levavcha, and levavcha means your heart once again. And the way, the avoda of the heart, the avoda of the lev is tefillah. Umash nikra tefillah avoda kamosh b'yanu zelamala, and what we call tefillah, this avoda, like we explained above, ki atfila shemitpalel ha'adam el Hashem yitparach moresh ha'adam nitla bo yitparach v'tzarich elav ve'ein lo kim zulato. So this tefillah of person that man has to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, moresh ha'adam nitla bo yitparach v'tzarich elav ve'ein lo kim zulato v'hinei zehu elokuto yitparach shekol nimsim tzrichim elav v'tluyim bo yitparach ad she'akol Hashem yitparach. It's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's giving over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the more you do it, the more you give over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more that you continue to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more it teaches you how much you're connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and how much He gives you, and how much He owes you. Therefore, tefillah is the avodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo hayira min Hashem Yitbarach. We all know that you have to have Yiras Hashem, right? It's a fear God. It's a mitzvah, right? Anochi Hashem, Elohim Acherim. You have to fear God as well. So why is this specifically tefillah? That's one with HaKadosh. Why is that the avoda? Why isn't Yira fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu the avoda of God? Because it's not one, it's not directly speaking with God. It's not connected totally with God. It's again like he says over here. One second. Yira, fear, is not, it's not called avoda. It's not called the work of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't show you how you're in debt to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avahat hatfila moresha adam nitla b'yitbarach v'yitbarach akol baruch hu baruch shemo al hakol. With tefillah, you realize not just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do in fear, but you're actually saying, you're actually doing a physical avoda, number one, right? Tefillah is a physical avoda. You're speaking, you're standing, you're taking 3 steps back. It's a physical avoda. It's doing something. It's an order to your day. So not only that, but it's literally, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that fearing isn't. Fearing is just a state of mind. Shekol in yana tefila shu mitpalel Hashem itbarach v'fishu tzarech ala Hashem itbarach nitlabo itbarach v'en kiyum lo batzmo, like we said, ki im bo itbarach v'lakach mitpalel elav al kol tzarecho. Therefore we need to daven for him for everything, because we need to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch. Everything comes from God. Everything comes from God. We come from God. Well, we come from the earth. The earth comes from God, right? The pasuk brings down the ruach inside of us, our neshama. Even the things we don't see that we know are in this world comes from God. So even the things we don't see comes from the things that we don't see. It's much deeper. We need to realize how much reliant we are to God before we daven to Him. V'kasher ha'adam nitlabi itbarach ki'ilu hu nikrav eile elav shekol asher hu toleb achar hu nikarev nimsar elav. And like I said, the more you do it, the closer you get. The more you realize it, the closer you get. And the more you delve into it, like the Ramchal brings down in the Sefer Das and Tumunus, the more you begin to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more you realize how much you don't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because it only gets deeper, and you only realize how much more He gives you that you didn't realize in the beginning. And the more you keep searching, it gets deeper and deeper, and you realize how close and how deep it is with HaKadosh Baruch. Ends off this paragraph, Ulefikach, Hatfila hi avoda gemura el Hashem Yitbarach, v'davar zeh od yidbar. And therefore, tefillah is the ultimate avoda, the complete avoda towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this needs more explaining. And he does more explaining. The next paragraph, he does more explaining. We're going to take a little break from the Maharal. If we have time, we'll come back to him. And we're going to continue on to Rav Kook. Rav Kook, I'm sure we all might know Rav Kook by now, as we just went to his kever. This is yours. I was Gimel El a few days ago. And Rav Kook, similarly to the Maharal, wrote incredible amounts. For those who don't know, he learned under the Netziv. The Netziv calling him, saying that if he had just started the yeshiva of Volozhin, one of the greatest yeshivas in old Europe, if he had just started the yeshiva of Volozhin for Rav Kook, he would have been happy. He would have felt that his goal would have been reached. This is when he was already younger. Then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, we know, became the Rav Roshi of the city of Yafo, then became the Rav Roshi, the chief rabbi of Israel, the first chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Kook, and very innovative in his ways, in ideas. You may see a lot of similarities between him and the Maharal, and between the Ramchal, and even between Hasidus sometimes. He happens to wear many hats, but his writing and Sfarim are very difficult, as he was very poetically written. And his level of Hebrew is very high, so I recommend if you're going to learn him with an Israeli harusa, someone who maybe understands his words, although a lot of Israelis even don't understand his words. But one of the things he wrote was 2 books on the Siddur itself, called Olat Riyah. Once again, he wrote many other things, Perushim HaShas and Perushim HaGadlos, Sefer on Hilchos Kohanim, Halacha here, Halacha there, deep Machshava, Kabbalah-like concepts. More difficult, I would say, than the Maharal, but you can grasp it if you get a hang of it. You have to get a hang of it. And at the beginning of a Siddur, it begins with this little part called Inyan HaTefillah. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, because there are a few here, and then he goes into Tefillah V'Torah and many different concepts. This is all before he even starts his commentary on the Siddur. I assume we'll be hearing a lot of him this year, as he's a commentary on the Siddur. We're going to be Mefurish Davin. Fine. So he starts off over here in Yanei Tefillah. Tefillah Hamitmedet Shel HaNeshama. Tefillah is the continuance of the Neshama. Okay, we're not going to get into one exactly as a neshama. We're going to assume, call it the soul for now. Neshama is a neshama. Okay, and it starts off Aleph. Hatfila hamitmedet shel haneshama mitametzet hi tamid latzet min ha'helam el agiloi. Okay, what does this mean? Like I said, it's not the simplest of Hebrews. This tefillah, which is a continuance, which is a outpouring of the soul, is something that's coming from a small nekuda, a small dot, something from its youth up until it's revealed. It's something from a place of hiddenness, of hiding, of a chamber somewhere, and it's being revealed. Obviously, that nekuda, that little dot, is inside of our neshamas. Lehitpashet al kol kochot ha'chayim shel kol haruach va'nefesh ve'kol kochot chaye ha'goya kula. In order to simplify, to generalize, on all the kochot, on all the strengths of life, of all ruach and neshama, ruach meaning anything living, ve'hanefesh, and anything with a soul, and anything bechlau with a body, anything that has a body and a soul, even the lowest of lows, tefila expresses that. V'hi, when he says v'hi, he's talking about tefila. He mishdokeket gam kein legalot et mehuta v'koch pe'uluta al kol asviva. Mishdokeket is a word he likes to use a lot. Tefila is something that yearns for, legalot et mehuta, to reveal the essence, the koach pe'ulata al kol asviva, and the kochos, the strengths, of all actions of everything going on around you as well. Not just the deeper point of everything inside of all those neshamas, but of everything going on around you as well, tefila. Okay? It yearns to know, to show, meaning helps you not just express what's inside, but it helps express a yearning to know what's going on around you. Why? To ask questions. Why this world? Why Kadosh Baruch Hu? Why do good things happen to bad people? Al kol alam v'achayim, on the entire world and all of life. V'lashem l'sham kach tzrichim anu l'cheshbano shel olam sheba al yedei Torah v'chachma. And therefore, we need to take a cheshbono of the world. We need to take into an account of the world sheba al yedei Torah v'chachma. We know the world was created from the Torah, right? From the Beis in the Torah, right? You know that famous Torah. It was created from the Beis in the Torah, but the world was created from the Torah. And Chachma, you know, the greatest, I'm not going to go too deep into these concepts now, but Chachma is the way it was created, meaning it was created with a certain knowledge. Everything has a knowledge, everything is a deeper thing. It created with a Koachma, right? Chachma is letters of Koachma. The Koach had to come from something. It's a potential. V'nimtza mitoch kach she'avodat ha'Torah kula v'chol chachmata hitgaluta ha'matmida shel tefilata ha'chmusa shel ha'neshama. If you just listen just how he writes the sentence, everything rhymes, everything flows. Like I said, he's almost a poet. Not almost, he is. That the avoda of the entire Torah, like what the Maharal said, v'chol chachmata, and all of the knowledge and all the deep insights of the Torah, hi hitgaluta hamatmida shel tefilata, is the revealing of the continuance, like he said, right? Hatmada shel haneshama, a continuance of the neshama, a outpouring of the neshama, shel tefilata chmusa shel haneshama, of the tefila which is hidden in the soul. That's the goal of this. To reveal what's actually going on inside. We don't necessarily know what's going on in our neshama. Right? There's a term, your head to your heart. To connect your head to your heart. Not always is our head connected to our heart. Sometimes our heart speaks, sometimes, using heart now for lack of a better word, for neshama. It's obviously a different thing, right? There's levavcha, which is, it's obviously connected though, right? Levavcha, like the Maharal brings down, like we just saw, levavcha is the avoda, shevalev is tefillah. So it's obviously a connection between the heart and the soul. But tefillah is something that seemingly needs to connect at all, because now Rav Kook is bringing in this chachma aspect as well. That you need to connect your head into it as well. And when you connect your head to your heart, to your neshama, you reveal and you understand what's going on inside your neshama, which continues to help reveal what's going on around you. And then he quotes the pasuk, Nishmat kol chai tevarech et shimcha Adonai Eloheinu. Right? We know from Nishmas and Shabbos. What does that mean? The neshama of all life, tevarech et shimcha Hashem Elokeinu, blesses God. What does that mean, blessing God? Does God need our blessings? We'll get into that a different time. But it's us who gives us tefillah. It's the neshama, but not us specifically. It's our neshama. It's the outpouring of the neshama. It's the hishtafchut hanefesh. It's the mitmedet shel haneshama. It's the continuous revealing of the soul. And that's what tefillah is. That is the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the way the pasuk says it here, is the blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Aleph. Very deep writing, if you can see. Very hard to understand. You can, you know, you can almost take one paragraph and talk about it for hours, the amount of deepness that he's using. But we'll move on to Bet. Okay. Eina tefila ba'a kitikuna ki mitoch ha-machshava she-be'emet ha-neshama hi tamid mitpalalat. Tefila comes kitikuna as a fixing. From within the thoughts, that truthfully the soul, he tamid mitpalelat. Meaning, no one hears you daven. Nobody hears you talk to God. Obviously, we know what we're saying a little bit more nowadays, but no one hears the thoughts of when you're davening. No one hears your kavana necessarily. So, it's a little bit of a fixing of your own machshava, because it's almost like a little bit of confession, of getting things off your chest. It's a fixing of your own machshava, of your own thoughts, when you're being truthful with yourself. You're being honest with yourself. By talking to God with your own kavanas, you're not going to lie to yourself because no one else can hear you. We lie, so generally we lie because either we're embarrassed of something or we want something to go a different way. Something public, something known. But if it's just between us and God, then generally we're going to be truthful. If we're not being truthful, there's a big issue. But if we're going to be truthful with ourselves, it helps fix our own machshavas. To be truthful with yourself is something very important. Halohi afa umitrapeket al doda, the lashon of Shir Hashirim, Beloshim hefse klal. Isn't it not something that flies and skips Aldoda on the hills, if you will, or on this other person that we're talking about? Kadosh Baruch Hu, blue below Shum Hefse Klal. In other words, his fancy way of saying is why it flies out of us. And it skips around, and it only goes without stopping, with excitement, it goes directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or in simpler words, when we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's it. Us, our Kavanas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not between anything else. There's no hefsek. There's no break in the middle. There's no something on the side, or some person on the side that makes us lie to ourselves, or makes us think differently. It makes us do something differently. Ela shebeshaat hatfila hamasi tare hatfila hanishmati tadirit hi mitgale befo'al. Rather, at the time of actual tfila, the tfila of the soul, tadirit, which is frequent, it doesn't necessarily need to be at the times of tfila. You can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only at times of tfila. We have the Maharal brings on, hopefully we'll get to it today, I don't know if we'll have enough time, of why three times during the day, and why specific times. But tefillah is something you can do always. You can always talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can always read Tehillim. You can even talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu in English. He listens, he understands, trust me. If you understand English, Kadosh Baruch Hu understands English. But this frequent, that is frequent, himit galeb befall, if you do it and continue to speak, and the more you do it, the more you continue to be honest with yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell Him and ask for Him for things that you need, the more likely it's going to come to fruition for real. Do you keep saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need help with this, I have an issue with this? What you're also inherently doing is talking to yourself. You're realizing, I really do need help with this, and I really do want it. I'm not doing it for any other reason except for myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to get up in the morning, or I need to this specific thing. And you start to talk to yourself as well, and you start to be your own rabbi. Start to be your own rav. V'zeu idunav inuga. And this is refinement and pleasure. Hadrav tifarta. And exaltedness and splendor. Shel ha-tefillah. This is essentially what he's saying, the greatness of tefillah. It's an unbelievable chiddush. An unbelievable idea. That when you're davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're also helping yourself. You're davening and talking and helping yourself. You're doing a cheshbon for yourself. You're talking to yourself and you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are my issues, this is what I need. Or thank you. And when you're saying thank you, whether you realize it or not, meaning whether you actually mean it or not, whether it's just the words or not, the more you say it and the more kavanah you have, the more you actually begin to be thankful. You begin to be thankful for things that you were never thankful ever in your life. Shehi mit dama l'shoshana hapotechet et aliyah hana'im likrat hatal, which is similar to a rose that opens up, that's blossoming, and beginning to look beautiful. And when does a rose open up? It opens up to catch the dew. Onochach karnei hashemesh, or the beginning of the presence of the rays, or the horns he uses, the rays of the sun, which begin to just show their light. Obviously beautiful poetic language. You can see really how he's a poet here. V'lachin halavai shitpala adam kolem kulo. And therefore, and this is a quote, he's not saying halavai shitpala adam kolem kulo, which means, and it would be the greatest if man could just pray all day, daven all day. Obviously, we're not on that level. We're not there. We don't know. There's so much more to know. Torah is a part of our lives. That's why he has another chapter on Torah u'tfila, the connection between Torah and tefila. Hopefully we'll talk about that a little bit this year. But he gives these beautiful symbolisms, this beautiful imagery of this blossom opening up, slowly opening up, that it's a process. But the more it opens up, the more beautiful it looks. The more you realize, the more you see, right? He gives also the shemesh, that when the rays just start to come out, and the more it comes out, the brighter it gets. And the brighter it gets, the more you can see. What he's saying is, the more you say tefillah, the more you have kavana, the more you listen to yourself while talking to your Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more you realize and help yourself, the more you become your own rabbi, the more you begin to teach yourself. Beautiful idea. We'll continue with Gimel. HaTefillah mivakeshet mehanshama etafkida. Tefillah mivakeshet. Bikesh is a word we're using a lot this month. Davar Hashem Ori V'Yishi, Lubavitcher Rebbe talks about it a lot. Bikesh, right? In that paragraph it says, Mivakshe and Bikesh and Ivakesh and all those words. What is this word Bikesh? What does Bikesh mean? Request. Not just to ask, but to request. To legitimately want. To really want. It's a very deep word. HaTefillah Mivakeshet Mehaneshama Etafkida. Tefillah requests from the soul to do its job, to do its role. No, not everyone knows its role. We have to find our goal, find our role, find what we need to do. But the more you daven, the more you have this thing between your machshavas, your kavanas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tefillah, the more you're, like he said in the first paragraph, you're mitmedet your neshama, you see more of your neshama. You see what's going on in the inside, which can't necessarily be seen. You have more of a cheshbon hanefesh, not stam, the word is cheshbon hanefesh, right? You take into account of what's in your soul, you see what's in your soul, and the more you realize what you're meant to do in this world, what your tafkid is, what your goal is, what your job is. Kishe avru yamim v'shanim b'lo tefila b'chavana. When it went by many days and years without tefillah that had real kavana, real thought. You know, just flying through the ropes and saying the words, and past 45 minutes, you're like, okay, and looking at the count, how many people finished Shmona Esrei already? Is six already? Get started, come on. I gotta get moving here, people got things to do, I gotta go sit on my couch. Mitkapsim belev avnei negev rabim. You build a kobetz, is a collection. You begin to collect in your heart many avnei negev, stumbling blocks. Rabim, many of them. The more you don't have tefillah b'kavana, the more time that goes by, the more stumbling blocks you build for yourself. The more Kabbalah would use it, and Chassidus would use the word klipos, you build around it. The farther it gets from you, the less you understand. The more you brush it under the carpet, right? Sweep it under the carpet. The farther away it gets from you. Shemar gishim al yadam kavdut ruach penimit. And you're going to feel on your hands this heaviness, this inner heaviness of just not knowing, like a lead ball is inside, and you just can't figure out what's wrong. In fact, to the point where it gets so far where you don't even begin to look, you just get through the ropes, and it doesn't even bother you that there are things wrong anymore. Ukisheruach hatov choser. And when this good ruach comes back, when this good ruach comes back, this good, I don't know how to translate the word ruach, literally means wind, but this good ruach comes back, begins to come back slowly but surely, right? Umatena tatfila nitanenat mimramin, and you give over your tefillah, and it goes up to the higher heavens, the higher skies. Holchim bekol tefila umitpanim otam. You go with all of your tefillah, right? You go with your entire tefillah, you go with your tefillah, umitpanim, and it frees up otam mikhsholim. It frees up the obstacles, those stumbling blocks that you built for yourself. It replaces them. It removes the stones that are in your way and it lets you continue further. You go with your tefillahs. If your tefillahs are going up, you're going up. But if you're putting stuff on top of it, it can't go up. It's too heavy. Vasikurim rabim asher nikpatsu benachal hanoveya shel nishmat ha'chayim elyona. These many things which collect in the valley, which is, like you said, is very poetic language, which is flowing with the souls of upper life. In other words, your tefillahs are going to a good place, you're going to a good place. The less kavana you have, the farther away it is for you. And like he said, it's a process which you're building for yourself. It's not that it's something in Shemayim where there's point system, and the more points you have, the better you are, and the less points you have, the worse you are. Rather, the more you talk tefillah, the more you talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you listen to yourself, the greater it is for you, the more you realize yourself and the issues you have and the things you need to work on. But the less, the deeper it gets, and the more covered it gets with dust that needs to be brushed away. Holchim v'sarim. But the more you do it, it goes and it digresses. It slowly goes away, and you get better and better, and you realize more and more, and the sun starts to come out, and you see more and more light. Vim ota ha'aliyah hanishmatit, and with this aliyah hanishmatit, with your soul, which is rising with your tefillah, like it said, you rise with your tefillah. Shehi ola bechol tefillah hayachash leorech zmana. Which is a rising up of all tefillah, of all the connection between time and tefillah and all those things. Achuzim yodim ba'im b'tor mirapet chisron havar. Huge amounts and huge percentages know and come and wait online to have their issues healed, to have their things healed. Meaning all these chisronot, all these things that you're lacking inside of you, they begin to line up. To make it more in the image that he's probably having in his mind right now, you have a lot of, right, you have your neshama has a team, let's say, right, and has a lot of good people on the team and a lot of bad people on the team. the more you daven, the more you realize who the good people are, and you get to use those good people and put them in the game more. If not, you'll just throw everyone in there, and the bad people will get mixed, and it's going to end up being all the bad people, because they're the ones who are telling you what to do. The Yetzer is speaking to you what to do. But what? The more good people you put in, the more you realize who the good players are. And the good players begin to line up and say, oh, I'm with him. And you say, okay, so you go with him because he's doing a good job and he's playing well and he's getting goals or whatever it is. You have to know that this is not something that happens overnight. It's not something that happens in bebat achat. One lump sum. One time. Not at one time where all your problems be fixed. This is avoda for all of our lives. Avoda Hashem is something that never ends. There's always something to work on. Aval holechu mitmalei. But it does progress. It does move, and it does fill up. It does get more. It does. And you will see it. You will see it. The Hatzohar shel HaTfila, and the window, or Tzohar, is also the name of the stone that lit the Teva for Noah, which we'll get into in a minute. But the Tzohar shel HaTfila, that light, that window of the Tfila, holechu migaleat orotav. That window of Tfila moves and reveals more and more light. So that's the end of the Rav Kook over here. Obviously, very, very deep ideas. Very, very deep ideas. Move on to one more thing. We'll go to the Baal Shem Tov, which was he's the founder of Chassidus, Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, right? He's, so to speak, he is the godfather of Chassidus. He created it down. He took Kabbalah and made it practical for the highest of the highs or the lowest of the lows, helped us understand what is who we are, what these deeper meanings are, and in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov Torah, he never wrote down any Torah. These are of his Talmidim who put together his Torahs, quoted him. But on Parshas Noach, he has a whole part called the Amud HaTfila. And here's how it starts off. I'll read it, end up with this. Sohar. We all know what the Tzohar is, right? Like I just spoke about. It's, whether you want to call it, it's that gem that lit up the entire Teva, or whether it's a window, it's something that brings in light. Tzohar ta'asel teva ve'alamal techlenum ilamal. That's from the Pasuk over there in Noach. Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov alav shom amar. Like I said, he didn't write down his own field, so it's a quote. It's a quote from the Sefer Tzivos HaRigvash. It's also in the Sefer Or Torah. Tzohar ta'asel teva. Right? The Pasuk says, commands Noach to make a tzohar for his teva. Let's call it a window for now. Make a window for your teva. Shetiyeh ha-teva she'adam medaber b'torah b'tfila matzhir. Right? From the same lashon of matzhir. It's almost like, I'll do the best that I can. That this teva, which is an ark, but what else is a teva? How can you translate it? Also. A teva. Like Russia teva. What is Rosh Hashanah? A letter, right? Like a milah. Oh, there's water. I apologize. She'adam medaber b'torah u'b'tfila matzir. That these letters that a person says in Torah and Tfila, he should hear, he should know, he should abide by. Ki yesh b'chol ot olamot u'nishmot ve'elakut. Within each letter are worlds of its own, and neshamas, and godliness. Like we know, like I said earlier, that the world was created just from the bet in Bereshis. The whole world was created from that. What does that mean? Literally, that there are olamas, there are worlds, and neshamas, and there's godliness within each letter. We're talking about the Hebrew language here, obviously. Ve'olim u'mitkashrim u'mityachdim zeim zeh. And they go up, and they connect with each other. These letters, all these letters that we have, imelokut with godliness, ve'achar kach mit yachdim u'mit kashrim yachad ha'otiot v'naaseh teva. And afterwards, when these letters come together and they connect, they form one word, and they make a word. You have a word now. All these letters came together, right? I made a teva, a word. Teva, obviously the same lashon over here. Of teva, like an ark. But also a word. And afterwards, they have a special oneness and an extra level of godliness. They connect more with God. A person needs with his soul on all levels, like what he just said earlier, he needs to do that. And then he brings all the worlds together, and that brings him up when all these worlds connect. We'll explain it in a minute. And it makes this great simcha and vitanug and pleasure, gadol, of greatness, adein shiur, without any boundaries. This ein sof, this unlimited greatness and happiness and pleasure. V'zeu tachtayim shinayim v'shlishayim, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'm not going to get into that. Dehainu olamot nishamot v'lakut tlat almin islay v'tzarich lishma b'chol teva masha omer. So what he's saying a little bit is that, like he said, each letter is a world of its own, has an neshama of its own, has godliness within itself, which connects with another letter, right? Aleph connects with Bet, or connects with Gimel, whichever word it is. Let's take the word Teva for now. Tav connects with Yud, connects with Beis, connects with Hey, which makes a whole word. And all those four are not just letters anymore, but those four worlds made one giant world, which now has a meaning and an even greater, and it takes it to a new level, has a deeper chachma. Deeper chachma, as the Maharal would say. Right? And it's even greater, which connects with another word, and another sentence, and another paragraph, which has a much deeper meaning, and the greater and larger it gets, the higher it takes you to this ultimate simcha and tanuk. And you need to hear what you're saying. Shashchina olam hadibor, because Shechina is in the world of speech, right? The world was created with speech. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? Not only the Aseres Hadibros, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke, and the world was created, right? He spoke. It was from his dibor kibiyachol. It's from his speech, so to speak, that the world was created. So when you're speaking, you're creating. You're creating worlds. You're connecting worlds and creating words and creating letters and creating things that were never in this world. So you have to understand and hear and listen to what you're saying, he says. You need a very deep faith to believe this. You have to realize it. You have to connect one letter to the next and look at the letters. If not, you could get farther away and be separating letters, and just, you know, without kavana and realize what you're saying, you could be creating worlds and be creating things that you don't even know or realize. And he says that you shouldn't do too much, try to understand it not on your level. For example, like, you can't stare at the sun, so, you know, you have to buy a pair of sunglasses first. Uvemet ata yachol lasot kein. Bo ata v'cho betcha el hateva. Right? It says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, come and bring all the animals and all your family, bring everything into the teva. What he's saying is, no, that's not true. It's not true that you can't just jump and stare and look at the sun. This is not the case here. You can jump right into it. We all speak the language. We all know. Even if it's, you have to understand it on your own level. But your own level is creating. A person who's never davened before, when he's connecting these letters, connecting these words, he is creating. When he tells them, that means with all your body and all your kochos and all your strength and all your soul, come to the table. Come and realize the letters, realize the words, and realize what they're saying, realize what you're creating. So just to sum up a little bit, tefillah, according to the Maharal, is the ultimate avoda that we have in this world, right? Not that everything else is less, but the greatest avoda that we can have, because it's b'chol levavcha, something that's direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any breaks. It's between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Kook continues on this, and he says that when we do this b'chol levavcha, when we are b'chol levavcha, when we're one and truthful with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being truthful and we're teaching ourselves, and we get to these greater levels based on ourselves, and we end up helping ourselves out. It's a full circle. By us talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're helping ourselves. But the opposite, Chas v'Shalom, as well, that if we don't do it, and we go the other way, and we have less kavana, and we're not truthful with ourselves, so we throw dirt upon it, and it gets dirtier and dirtier until you just can't see it. And it'll be harder to wipe away the dust. Like the Baal Shem Tov finishes up for us, that it's not just the tefillah itself, but and it's not just you're speaking of it, but the actual letters, the actual words, these actual tevas connect with each other. And when we're saying it, when we're b'chol levavcha with our tefillah, we're creating. We are, as we know, we're created b'tzam elokim. We are created in God's shadow, and we are able to kibyachol create. We create what we need. So, Shkoyach Yiratzon, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll continue, begin with more of a Peirush on Tefillah, and have a good week.